Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Braves win yesterday. Day game. Schwellenbach goes complete game. First one of the year for the Braves. Love to see it. And they win the series as well. Day off today. So we'll get back into that a little bit. 20 minutes away from some NBA Finals conversation as the Pacers kind of stunned the basketball world to take a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals with a great performance last night. Stanley Cup Final back tonight as well, where the Panthers lead 2-1 in that series. We'll get you caught up on the U.S. Open leaderboard in this hour as well, and then wrap things up with an AMA at 1:40.
Yeah, you can tell our old asses don't know nothing about nothing.
Nope.
And I like it that way.
Me too. I love it.
Because I ain't from ATL.
Neither am I.
About that life.
Apparently, the TikTok thing, I'm so ATL, is actually not about Atlanta.
Yeah.
ATL in that sense stands for about that life.
What life is that?
Good question.
Okay.
About that life. Normally when this are you about that life,
yeah,
they're like asking you if you're tough or whatever.
Okay.
Like you ready to throw down?
Anybody.
You ready to square up?
Anybody that I know that is about that life, don't put a T there. About that life?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
No. But it still starts with a T. So it still would be ATL.
But you don't say that, though.
What
about
you say?
That life.
Oh, it would be AD, right, yeah. About that life.
Yeah.
Right, so it would be ADL.
Yeah, I'm about that life.
Good point.
I'm about that life.
Right, you could tell someone isn't,
yeah,
if they enunciate.
Yeah, about that life. About that life, get your ass slept. Right? I'm just saying, because that's usually the guy who gets hit first and falls on his face when he's trying to stand up for himself, or his girl. Hey, you don't know me. You don't know me, my friend. I'm about that life.
No one's ever said that.
Exactly.
No one's ever said it seriously.
You don't know me like that, man. I'm about that life.
Now, people say that sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, all right, man.
I'm about that life.
We're in line for a beer at the Falcons game.
Settle your
Let's
ass
Let's relax.
Settle
okay.
Down, all
right? You're no, right. I don't know you.
Yeah.
And that life sounds terrible.
Yeah.
So you go right ahead. Yeah. You take the lead in the line.
Your ass over there. Yeah, you got. Hey, you got
you
it.
Got it.
Damn.
You
hey,
got
you
it.
Know about that life.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I'm glad you told me.
What life is that?
I'm not saying you're not, but I'm just saying like if that's something you've proclaimed loudly in public, you're probably a dick.
Because like,
you know what I mean?
Because that's one of them phrases.
Can I
where,
say that? Sorry. Yeah. I can't. Oh, okay. Sorry.
You get it? Okay. that's one of those phrases, Andy, that I'm assuming that they are hoping when they say it.
Exactly.
You're hoping
that that's where it ends.
You're hoping that's where it is.
Because then if somebody's like, all right, great. Me too.
Uh-oh. What can I say now? Let me untuck my shirt real fast. You don't want none of this.
Who's here to hold me? Hold me back.
Yeah.
Hold me back.
Yeah. Well, you don't know me, man. I'm about that life. Yeah, okay. All right, what's up then? Yeah, that does sound like that.
God. Oh, hell. Because everybody's heard somebody say that.
Yes,
before.
I have.
And it's like, yes. The person just took your parking spot in a Target. It's no big deal. Yeah. Just go find another one.
It's amazing.
You don't have to be about that life.
It's amazing. It's amazing about I'm about that life.
Okay.
All right, man. Okay. Well, we found out what it means. Again, I don't care. Leave me out of these things.
No, I'll be honest with you. I'm happy that we
leave
didn't
me out
know.
Of these things.
Nothing makes me happier at this age than not knowing stuff like that. Like when it is brought to my attention, usually it's Abe, because he's still in the streets trying to, had a first date the other night. If you didn't hear the podcast, there will be a second one.
It went well, so there will be a second date.
Which is very exciting. We're all rooting for him. But he's on TikTok, so he knows some of this stuff sometimes.
Right.
And then he'll tell me, and I'll be like, I'm so thankful I didn't know that.
Yeah.
My brain space is saved for more important things, like JJ Spahn being half Filipino.
Oh,
stuff
my God.
Like that.
Dude, she is tech, because I won't text her his name, right? Because I text her, I was like, oh, Filipino dude is leading the U.S. Open. She don't know what the damn U.S. Open is. She has no clue. All she saw was Filipino guy leading the U.S. Open. What's his name? She texted me three times. And then put a little question mark emphasis on it.
Oh, that's when they know. Yeah. That's when they're annoyed.
Yeah. She wants to know. Yeah. Well, I'm like, you don't even know G's name. What for?
You never heard of him before.
You never heard him before.
Yeah.
She don't care.
But when she finds out, because she'll just Google
it.
That will JJ Spahn will be your wife's favorite golfer by the end of the day today.
Sure will. Don't even know what sport this is.
Whatever, that's
talking
great.
About.
Filipino ride for Filipino people. I love it.
I said U.S. Open. She don't know what that is.
Could
all
be
she
golf.
Know
could
is
be
who
tennis.
Is this guy? Who is this guy?
Could be soccer. Could be the U.S. Open Cup. She doesn't care.
Because I'm gonna tell you, her favorite coach in the world is Eric Spoelstra.
I can guess. You tell me. Name the sport. I'll tell you.
Favorite player is Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah.
Favorite player is
Jordan Clarkson.
Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah.
My favorite hockey player is they got a hockey kid because he's from California. I forgot his name.
Oh.
Yeah. And then there's a player for the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
Yeah. Favorite player.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Pacquiao, obviously, favorite boxer.
Now. Come
I mean, obviously.
On. And his ass want to fight some more. Whatever.
And now JJ Spahn will be her
favorite golfer.
Let's just do it since we're doing it. JJ Spahn is leading the U.S. Open right now. He shot a 66 today. He's 4 under. I think it was a bogey-free 66 as well, which is pretty remarkable on this course. We were talking about it earlier. He made like a 70-footer from off the green to save par on one of the par. I don't know if that was the 300-yard par three or not.
Was that the one I was like, woo?
Yeah. Super long putt to save par. So he's in the lead at 4 under. Siwoo Kim is in second place at 3 under. Thomas Detry, I think, is at 2 under.
I've never heard of him before. You read that name?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Tristan Lawrence. Like, this is the fun part about the first round of major championships is it's real random.
Yes.
None more than the Open Championship. The British Open always has the most random guys because there's tons of European guys that are good on those courses. But you've got in the top five right now, JJ Spahn's American, Siwoo Kim, South Korean, Thomas Detry, I don't know, is that Germany? Or Belgium? I'm not sure. Tristan Lawrence, South Africa, I think. Robert McIntyre, Scotland. Adam Scott, Australia. It's a real United Nations of the leaderboard right now.
But this is me. If I was like, because these dudes ain't going to be nowhere near the end.
Probably none of those names we read. I don't know. JJ Spahn's won. Rory beat him in a playoff earlier this year. So, like, he's been playing good golf all year. But, like, the best guys haven't. Whoa, somebody from Italy named Guido Migliozzi is up there, too. So throw an Italian guy up there, and his name's Guido. That's really his name. I'm not being insensitive. U.S. Open Week is here, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of major championship coverage in Atlanta. Stay tuned all weekend long for live leaderboard updates from Oakmont in Pennsylvania, brought to you by Georgia Hemp Company. Check out our new locations by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors. That's his name. His name is Guido Migliozzi. Stop laughing. You're laughing about that, and it's not funny. It's his name. It's what his mom named him. She's very proud of him. He's doing well at the U.S. Open so far. By Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. By Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta, open to everyone. By Humberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option. That's the U.S. Open coverage all week long on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. A lot of brought to you by us. Which is good news. It's good news for everyone.
He drills this deep to right. Second deck ball for Money Mike. 2-0 Atlanta.
Well, maybe you're onto something there, BG. Why not? June Michael is out, and this thing
there we go,
was
baby.
Absolutely hammered. Cutter right down the middle, 413 feet away from home plate. A no-doubter here for Michael Harris to get the Braves on the board.
Way to go, Mike. Way to go, Mike.
Love to see it.
Yeah.
Anything positive at the plate from Michael Harris is to be celebrated.
Yes.
Now, they said that on the broadcast, and I was like, June Mike? So I looked it up.
Uh-huh.
It's the same. Now, in years past, June Mike has been like, right. That's when he really starts to turn on.
Right.
I was like, oh, like, have I missed? Is Mike sneaky on a hot streak?
And right.
No. His batting average coming into June was .234. His batting average right now is .233.
Okay.
So
now
he's
I've
been doing
people,
the same.
Other people got .233 batting averages now.
Yeah.
All right. And we're not on their ass. Now, I guess the new thing is the OPS and all that other stuff that people want to add in there and everything like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
On base percentage is probably more of a number than batting average these days.
I am a batting average guy.
Okay.
All right. When it comes to my guys.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not a good batting average.
I know, but there's other guys that are hitting it.
Yeah, like Eli White.
I'm talking about other teams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Michael would be probably.
Well, this is crazy. Look at this. The bottom four guys in the lineup yesterday, Ozzie Albies, batting .233.
Okay.
Michael Harris is batting .233.
Okay.
Eli White's batting .235.
Bam.
And Nick Allen's batting .234. So on average, they're all the same.
They're all the same, but they're not all the same.
Yeah, some of them are supposed to be a little better.
Yeah, they're not all the same.
Nick Allen batting .234 and playing really good quality defense is acceptable because he's Nick Allen.
Where is he from? Where did they get him from, Andy?
Really could be anywhere.
Oh no, I mean, anytime you can.
I think he's American.
Well, thank you for that. Well, I think anytime any positive comes from those two.
He was born in San Diego.
Oh, okay. But anything you can get positive from Michael and Ozzy.
Oh, he used to play for the A's.
They are going to be, in my opinion, what gets this lineup going. Meaning, if they get it going, it's going to be where we need it to be. We talked about it as far as when Austin Riley and Matt Olson and obviously Ozuna and obviously Ronnie's doing his thing, we expect that. But when these guys go also, then it doesn't matter. You taught me this about how bad Arcia was because you had these dudes just raking.
Right. I mean, obviously it still matters, but still like you can deal with it.
Yeah, you can deal with that. And because they're not, it's setting things back.
Yep. Instead of having one or two
Arcias.
Which, by the way, let's be careful because Arcia's coming
Arcia
to town this weekend.
Arcia's coming to town with a chip on his shoulder.
Arcia's coming back with a vengeance.
I bet he hit some of his old spots, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he went by some
bartenders haven't seen him in a little while.
Yeah, he went back to his old spots. What's up? What up, mommy?
We can only assume.
What up, mommy?
You can only assume that's his main pickup line.
I missed you.
But, yeah, unfortunately, you've got four Arcias in the lineup right now. And two of them are, you know, like mainstay franchise cornerstone type guys.
And that's the
now, luckily for Mike, again, hits a home run yesterday. I'm not trying to like – he did good yesterday. I'm not trying to like not enjoy that. He's making up for it with Gold Glove defense.
He is
like,
unbelievable.
He's – if he's not the – he's one of the two best defensive center fielders in baseball
he's
right
awesome.
Now. Ozzie Albies isn't even playing good defense.
He played like, – his last couple outside of the booted ball. The booted ball.
Yeah, outside of the game that he lost.
Yeah, he's been okay. He's been okay.
He's been better.
He's been turning the ball.
Has he been
getting out of his hand? He's been better, Andy. All right?
He hasn't made an error in a series.
Yes. He's been better. Hey, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Yep. That's right.
Yes.
That's where we're going to start.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick Allen's is an American. He's from the United States of America.
Hello. What's up, mommy?
Played for the United States national team at the Olympics in Tokyo.
You think we get him on the soccer team?
Probably help. He's 5'8". It's perfect size for a winger. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some NBA basketball. Game 3 last night was really, really fun to watch. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What it is, Atlanta. Happy Trivia Thursday.
Happy Trivia Thursday to all the 92.9 The Game listeners out there. And now,
welcome back, Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Trillville Thursday. I mean, lowrider. Pretty trill. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get to an AMA about 15 minutes from right now. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Call us up, ask us anything, text us or tweet us as well. We'll get back into some NBA Finals conversation in just a minute.
Real quick, two things. First of all, shout out to Chad Barker. Chad Barker painted this canvas-like painting of me. And I remember it was like sometime last year he had mentioned it and everything. So he finished it and everything and sent me a picture of it. It is just outstanding. I really enjoy like that canvas art.
Yeah,
got a couple of
really
pieces
cool.
that are down in the basement. So I appreciate him.
And that's from the Hobnail Boot
Game. Yes, from the Hobnail Boot Game.
Great.
So I cannot wait to get that and put that up in the house. So I appreciate that. And then also, man, I saw Brian Wilson passed.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys,
yeah.
Man. Love the Beach Boys. We'll always.
Me too.
You would never think that I would love them.
Why not?
But I love
music's
them.
Great.
It's unbelievable.
You like
and
great music.
Like that. And they did a little bio something on them yesterday. Just,
yeah.
Dude, he's been around a long time.
Yep.
Long, long damn time.
Some ups and downs.
Yes.
Some ups and downs.
He went through his demons.
He did.
And everything like that.
But he went on a run, man.
Still an icon.
You go look at the hits that he wrote from like 1961
yes.
to like. I don't know, their peak was like 61 to 66, whatever. And the music, obviously, is still incredibly popular. You hear it in music, in movies and all that kind of stuff. But they, I don't know how many people have ever had a five-year run like that
awesome.
In terms of hits. Everybody started making music like that all of a sudden.
Yes.
It was like they made this new sound of like, you know, like harmonic beach music. And then all of a sudden the Beatles are trying to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, that's one of those pioneer groups where the Beatles – don't care what nobody say stole their stuff from. I like the Beatles, but the Beatles are a bunch of copycats.
Well, certainly there's multiple songs that sounded exactly like the Beach Boys.
I like Elvis. Oh, make sure Liz don't hear me say that.
I know. Careful.
Yeah, because
we'll get her there eventually.
Yeah, make sure you let her know that Elvis was a crook.
She's a little too young for like the. Because when we were in Memphis and we drove by Graceland and all that, she's pumped up about Elvis. Like my inclination is to be like, well, you know. The real king of rock and roll is Chuck Berry.
But
let me tell you about some.
We're not gonna ruin my girl like that. She loves Elvis and Dolly. And what's her name?
Now Dolly's fine. Okay. Dolly, I think Dolly's a different deal. But we'll be going to Dollywood next week. She's very excited.
This makes how many times?
Oh God, who knows? Oh, okay. Who knows? Fine with me. I'd rather go to Dollywood 15 times than Disneyland once.
Oh, yeah, dog.
And hopefully we can keep that up.
Oh, no, it's going to happen.
Because they love it, and they got passes, and there's all kinds of – it's cheaper, and it's not in Orlando.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of reasons to go.
No bigger hustle. And the thing about the Disney hustle is everybody knows it's a hustle.
Right. You're not – you're not, like, getting tricked.
You're not getting tricked.
You're just doing it because why? I guess you have to.
Yeah, like, oh,
do you
surprise your kids? We're going to take our kids to a surprise trip to Disneyland.
Yeah, we're going to take a second mortgage out. We're going to pay off this. It's going to cost us $6,700 to do it. We don't even really want to, but we're going to do it.
Got some good for pictures and memories.
We've been told that we have to.
Pictures and memories, Buck.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe we'll avoid it.
You get from Disney. That's why I refuse to ever go back. You want to go somewhere without me?
Debt.
Yeah, have half of it.
Apparently, I qualified for a phone upgrade because we paid off our phones and all that.
There we go.
I don't want it.
Why?
Because my phone's fine. What do I need a new one for? It's just going to be bigger and probably like have stuff I don't know how to use.
Dog. And the thing
I don't want it. That's why I told my wife. She was like, oh, you have an upgrade for your watch and your phone.
Uh-huh.
Do you mind if I use your watch upgrade for my watch? I was like, sure. Have my phone upgrade too.
Yeah.
The only new Apple products I want are Cosmic Crisps. That's all I want.
Yeah. Because that's your favorite.
My laptop's 12 years old and it's running great. Except for the iOS.
Come on now. Let's be real with this thing. Now, you left your cord the other day.
It's running great.
And you tell me if it rests or sleeps or whatever, it won't turn back on.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
If the battery life gets below 80 and I let the screen go to black, then it won't turn back on.
Yeah.
So don't let the battery life go below 80. Like, simple stuff. Like, all right, cool. Yeah. Let's do
the
easy rule.
And that's the thing about it. I'm in solidarity with you, my dog, with this phone thing. Because
my phone's fine.
There's not, and I promise, there's not a week that somebody don't say something about my phone.
Me too.
There's not a week. If somebody says something about daddy, come on, man. Hey, my phone nicer than my daddy's. I was like, well, you may turn it off.
Yeah.
Right, how about that, smart ass?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm in solidarity with you, brother.
Apple can't.
You can't change this high-powered Lululemon shot-wearing SE phone talking on show.
I got phone shamed one time, and it was by you. And so now that we're in solidarity,
because
I'd still have my 5C.
I know you would.
If it wasn't for you.
But it was.
You were like, look at that little ass phone. I was like, I know, it's great. Fits in my pocket better. Dude, I like it.
This one ain't bad.
This phone's the same size as that
I
phone.
Know, but I don't know. Maybe it was the light blue teal back on that one.
Yeah, it was a lighter.
I think it was
a lighter shade
I think it might have been that I kept looking like, what kind of phone is that?
If I didn't have to. I would still, because they made me, every new phone I've ever gotten, they made me get.
Yeah.
Like, I had a Samsung flip phone when I first got a phone when I was 20, and it was made of titanium. So it was unbreakable.
Yes.
It's an unbreakable phone. If they wouldn't have made me upgrade that phone, I would still have that phone to this day. I wish I would. I wish I could. They can't. They don't let you.
Yeah, man.
The thing is that if you're too good at phones, which is what I consider myself to be, I'm too good at phones, the operating system won't work anymore. Like, one day, it'll automatically upgrade, and then none of your stuff will work.
Oh, yeah, man. That's how they get you.
Well, but the phone's great.
My phone
don't
works
upgrade
fine.
It.
My phone works fine. I always keep a case on it, and I always keep the
I don't even have a case.
The screen protector on it.
Don't even have that.
Yeah. So I'm good.
I've had this phone for 6 years. I haven't had a case or a screen protector.
Yeah.
No cracks.
Somebody says, hold on.
No
Dad.
Cracks.
The writing is kind of small. Give me a second. And that just hurt my heart, man.
Too good at phones.
But you know what? I don't care.
Yeah, neither do I. Leave me alone. All right. It's a lot of old guy stuff today. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Ian, you're feeling good like I am. Like you stared down hard time like I did this morning. You get your second taste of freedom.
You don't know hard times, daddy.
Then,
because it was a possibility.
It's a whole new day.
That it was going to be Randy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
like, you know, like sometimes back in the day, the rap album would come out and they'd have the one guy record his verse on the prison phone.
Yes.
Like maybe I could call in.
That's what I'm saying. It would have been one of the, you have a collect call from an inmate at Fulton County. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like.
I get 15 minutes a week.
But anything.
Let me say some mean stuff about Oklahoma City.
There we go. We're going to put something on your books. Yeah, we got you all.
Luckily, I beat the charges,
Randy.
Got
you all the honey buns.
I beat the charges. Can't hold me down.
But how do you hold you down when you said you did it?
I did, actually.
Yeah, you said
actually
you did
filled
it
out the guilty side of the paper because I literally did do it. I said, no, I did do this.
They had a guilty side?
It was guilty, not guilty, or no contest. And I was like, well, I'm guilty.
Why'd you plead no contest?
I don't know, because I was guilty. I
no,
did it.
You should have pleaded no contest.
Whatever, I was honest.
I think
that,
no contest.
I think that got me good time, good behavior. Time off for good behavior. I don't know. I'm guilty. What am I supposed to do? Anyway, we're fine. We're free. The Pacers are up 2-1 in the NBA Finals. And I don't want to be like, because we've always said nice things about the Pacers and talked about them being a good team.
Yeah.
They're a better team than I thought that they were, for sure. And they had a performance last night. They had a game plan last night that was championship quality.
These were the best two teams coming to the playoffs. I know we probably couldn't. I'm talking about we're playing the best, I should say. When you look at before the playoffs, could we talk before?
Yeah, like the final 50
games of the
year. The final 50
games and everything. The best two teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think the one thing that, and we mentioned this yesterday before the game, was the Pacers played their game. I think Oklahoma is a better basketball team than the Pacers. But if the Pacers play their way, they can beat Oklahoma City. And if Hallie is aggressive, and I know we'll talk more about this tomorrow because the game's tomorrow. If he's aggressive and he goes out and gets 20 points, they're 6-0. But if he goes out and does what he does, they're going to win.
Yeah.
The biggest thing, Andy, real quick, is if Shea's going to get to the line.
Yeah.
If Shea's going to get to that, because he had 24 last, when he had 26.
If they
last,
let Nesmith and Nemhart defend the way that they did last night, the Pacers have a really good chance.
That's just one game to game. Now, these new refs, because that was the thing about it. He didn't get that extra 10 at the free throw line.
Yeah, that, and also, you know, they're going to have an adjustment. Like,
yeah.
they're going to have, okay, so that's what the Pacers are going to do. Here's what we're going to do tonight. I'm with you. I still think the Thunder are a better team. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to win a championship. It wouldn't be the first time in the NBA Finals that a team that we all thought was the better team didn't win. The interesting thing to me is I was racking my brain about it, like thinking about the last time that took place. I think the most famous time that happened probably was the Pistons.
Because
that Lakers team still, like talent-wise, was the most talented team. That's why they were so favored in that series. But the Pistons played better and the Lakers were falling apart. I think the last time a team that wasn't the better team won the NBA championship, Rick Carlisle was the coach.
Yep.
I think it was the 2011 Dallas Mavericks. Because
yep.
the Heat are better than them.
Hell yeah, like, they had
LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. Now, Dirk played like the best player in the world for 3 months. Just went on a Terminator run that we haven't really seen before. But then everybody played their role perfectly, like you're
Terry,
having right
that's,
now.
That's the most points, what did they say, last night?
Yeah, Matherin had the most points off the bench
since
in a finals game since Jason
since
Terry.
Jason Terry,
it's amazing the parallels that are emerging between that team and this team.
Halliburton has not attempted a free throw in the
really?
Finals. Yes.
That's
unbelievable.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
For them to be, and I know he's not like a, you know, he's not a, quote, free throw merchant like some guys are, but that's a... That's a surprising stat for them to be up 2-0 and have that be true. All right, we'll come back. Wrap things up with an AMA. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Call us up. Get on hold. We have 6 lines. We'd love to fill them all up. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day, yeah?
No, I just swung my damn microphone myself in the eye.
Oh.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open, and they're available. 404-726-0929. If you want to jump on hold and ask us an AMA question, you can text us or tweet us as well. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. We will start with Tinker, who's in Kennesaw. What's up, Tink?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
I had this for lunch yesterday. Went into Publix over there at the chip aisle, and I was going to see, you know, what y'all's favorite flavor. But Pringles had three new flavors, and I was going to see what y'all think about it. They had a beer braised steak,
okay,
and then they had a beer brat flavored.
Pringles.
And then
Pringles.
The one that I ended up buying was the beer can chicken.
Oh. Interesting. A beer okay, can so chicken. Pringles is leaning into some beer stuff.
Oh, okay.
Right. And it was sponsored by Miller Lite.
Interesting. Oh, okay. So I get it. So they got like a little partnership going on.
I'm a big Pringles guy.
Are you?
Yes.
I do not like
them.
I'm
a big Pringles
Something
guy.
About the texture.
I don't know what it is, but I love any flavor Pringles. I'm pretty much on it.
I'll be honest with you, I don't remember the last time I ate them. Because I remember, you know, like they came out, everyone's excited about it and all that. Nobody had ever seen potato chips in a tennis can before.
Yes.
But I don't know, like they're just, I don't know how to describe, they're like thin to me.
Yeah.
And they're,
we have them, because the kids love them too. And so they like them. Like I get the little small size ones and everything, but yeah, I love Pringles. Yes.
If I'm eating potato chips, I just like regular flavored potato chips.
Yeah.
Just like salt.
Yeah, but I mean, I always make the exception with Pringles. Other than that, I when I buy chips, if I'm buying it for myself, I'm a salt vinegar guy.
Mm.
But I'm not a Lay's salt vinegar. I'm every other brand.
Don't like Lay's also because they're thin like that.
I'm every
I like
other,
a thick chip.
I'm every other brand salt and vinegar chips. That are not Lay's or Ruffles.
Okay.
Every other brand.
I like the kettle chips.
Yes,
or like
love the kettle chips.
Because they're nice and thick and
love
crispy.
Love the kettle
Those
chips.
Those are the ones I like.
Love the kettle chips.
Ryan is in Duluth. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Love the conversation about cleaning up shoes earlier. As a young kid, white kid in Baltimore, would get birthday present shoes, and then 1 year needed athletic shoes, ended up with some Value City or Ollie's $9.99 Mizuno's.
Yes, sir.
Playing hoops and indoor lacrosse. And it kind of got me thinking about the Johnny Cash song, Boy Named Sue. I think my dad did that to toughen me up a little bit. So, Randy, I know you said you're not buying your kids the football drip, but Andy, would you ever send your kids to the country club and PGA Tour store stuff instead of Millar or Vineyard Vines?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ryan. I hope we're going to a country club someday. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
My kids, when Jack's ready to golf, he's going to start off with inexpensive,
earn it.
Lower quality, all that, but also learn to play better.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
And I'm so curious because I saw this, was it day before yesterday? I was at Quick Trip. I was getting, and so I'm coming back out, going to the car, and a guy was coming in and he was dressed like he was going to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
Do you dress like you're going to play golf even though you're not going to play golf?
Only when I go to court. That's how I dressed to court today.
And it could have been a golf course. Right?
I don't feel comfortable wearing golf stuff if I'm not going to play golf.
Okay.
Because I think I look like a dork.
And
I'm not saying that other people do.
He might have been going to play golf.
But
no golf course over where I was at.
I feel like I look like a dork when I have a polo shirt on and khakis if I'm not going to play golf.
Okay. I was just curious.
It sucks because I have a lot of nice golf stuff and I don't play golf that much.
Right.
So sometimes I'll just look in my closet, sadly, just wistfully, someday.
Put it on sometimes?
Try it on, tuck it in. Practice putting in the back. But I got my first real, full, newish set. They were used, but they were relatively new golf clubs when I was 17. I worked all summer and saved money up and was able to buy the used set from the club company near my house.
Uh-huh.
And I had a hodgepodge of Goodwill clubs and clubs my step-grandpa had given me and all kinds of stuff that I learned with. And then when I got the nice ones, it was a whole different day. It was oh, my God. When you hit a good shot, it goes the right way. I think there's something to be said about kind of learning on, clubs that aren't quite as technically
I got
nice.
My first set of golf clubs from the sporting goods department at Walmart. That's what I got my first ones. And it was the Thursday before my first time ever playing golf.
Right.
Yeah. And then, once I started liking golf a little more, then Reebok sent me a brand new pair.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I've had that same pair since Reebok gave it
to me. That's
great. Yeah.
That's great. Charles is in Marietta. Hey, Charles. Charles. Chuck.
Hello?
What's up, Charles?
You hear me?
Yep.
Hey, so Andy got a question for you. If you could go to any sporting event and see, any point in time, either Tiger Woods in his prime or Jordan in his final shot, you could be front and center. Which one would you pick? And Randy, who would you pick if you had the choice in their prime, either Pam Grier, Holly Berry, or Vivica A. Fox?
Oh, man.
Thank you, Charles. Charles knows the show.
Charles knows the show, huh? Pam Grier was just another type of thick.
Yep.
I mean, just that afro and them curves and how she said, sucker. I'm going Pam Grier all the time.
Yeah, I would too.
All the time.
I know they didn't ask me that one.
Yeah. I'm going Pam Grier all the time.
Pam Grier is one of the all. You know how the Hall of Fame has a different room?
Yeah. She's up there in another room.
God, she's just a special, special person.
Yes, yes, yes.
I would love to have been at Pebble Beach in the year 2000.
When Tiger
won the U.S. Open by 15 strokes. Because that was it was the most dominant major championship win ever by the most dominant major champ. And I'm not trying to get into an argument with people about Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. I'm just saying at his peak, he was that much better than everybody else. I would have loved to have seen that in person.
Dude,
can you imagine?
Winning
a major by 15. There was one guy under par. Second place was 3 over. The guy that won was 12 under.
He's amazing.
Are you joking? And he made some bad scores in the round, too. He could have won by 20. Mel is in Athens. Not that Mel. Hey, Mel.
Gentlemen, first off, I wanted to say when Randy was talking about getting locked up in Madison, I was just driving out of it.
You slow down?
Y'all was just talking about Pringles chips. I was just eating some of those, no lie.
Wow.
And you was talking about buying some golf clubs from a thrift store, and I drive trucks for them.
Here we go.
So I'm going to play Lotto later on today.
Yeah, wow. No kidding.
I'm joining y'all in solidarity because I have an iPhone 8 Max and I'm
going to
find another one unless this thing blow up.
Hell yeah.
Wow. That's older than mine. Well done. Well done.
I have a good one.
Oh, all right, no question. Just wanted to join us in solidarity.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hey, man. Because eventually I'll get, like, I'm usually, I stay like five series behind on phones. Which one is out now? I don't even know.
Who knows? 16. Probably
16 right now?
17 wow. is coming out this year.
Okay. And so the lines are going to be long as hell to stand in front of the Apple store to get them.
No, you have them mail it to you. That's what I do.
But like.
I get mine in the mail.
Honest, so you got a 16, Bob?
Honest question.
No, I get them every other year. I have a 15.
Okay.
What's the difference?
Nothing.
The processor and these days there's differences. I mean,
but like
all the AI integrated stuff these days.
Oh, I don't want any of that stuff.
Yeah, but it's a lot easier to do Google searches. Siri is a lot smarter using AI.
Siri going to tell you the wrong address?
I just want to tell you how easy I find Google searches right now, currently.
They're easier.
Yeah, like Siri going to
I just write in the wrong thing address I look for, and then it comes up.
No, I don't use Siri for addresses, but
you're going to get the wrong recipe?
Siri uses ChatGPT now, or you can give it that option to where she'll find you more in-depth answers to questions or answer to questions that she previously couldn't answer. Siri is smarter than your Siri. Probably both y'all's combined.
I don't even use mine. The only time she ever comes on is if I say, like, seriously, and she thinks I'm talking to her, but I'm not. I don't need that. I don't need her. I got my brain, you know?
I was talking to her just now.
I'm the official intelligence, okay? TJ is in Conyers. What's up, TJ?
Andy, Randy, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
Really good.
So, listen, I do pest control. I spray bugs, mosquitoes, gnats, all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I get to a lady house yesterday. She's dealing with mice. I said, cool. I could take care of it. She starts screaming to the point she passes out on the front lawn in front of me.
Whoa.
And I'm just standing in the yard, and no one, like she passed out. I didn't know what to do. So I called 911 and drove off because I'm like, look, I'm a dark-skinned guy. I have no business in Forsyth County. Let me just get the proper authorities here, and I'm going to leave. So my manager asked me what I do. I said, I called 911 and left. He said, you didn't stay? I said, yeah, I got her water. But, again, I'm a 6'1 dark-skinned guy with a beard.
Right.
I don't want to.
You didn't want to be there when they showed up.
Exactly.
Not at all.
Right.
I seen them come in the neighborhood, but I was down going 400. I didn't care. Right. My day was done. That's all I had to say.
No, can I ask you something? Can I ask you something, TJ? Can I ask you something really quickly? Are you still there? Hey, so we pay for a pest control company, and they do a good job. I won't name them, but whatever. They do a good job. They want to do an endorsement. I'll name them, but we're not there yet. But we still have a lot of mosquitoes. Like, what should I do?
Do you live around? Do you have like a lot of bushes around your house? Like a lot of trees?
Yeah, there's a lot of trees.
Right.
Yeah. So the biggest thing, if you have like a lot of bushes and trees, you need to cut down as much as possible. Mosquitoes are going to live underneath the trees and bushes and stuff like that.
Okay, got it. Thank you, TJ.
Or just ask the guy to put a heavier spray for you. That'll probably help.
Okay. No, because it's all like the first couple days the mosquitoes are fine.
But it's
and then they were here last week, and then yesterday we're in the backyard, and Jack has a mosquito on his face. They like his face. They like my ankles and his face, man.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, dog. But I'm feeling. I mean. Yeah.
I hope she was okay.
I hope she was okay. But I ain't mad that she believed him.
Nah,
I ain't mad at you.
He called.
He called 911?
Yeah, he called 911.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you believing.
That's a tough job.
It is, dude.
That's a tough job. You got to probably go into some places you don't want to go into.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know. Anyway, thank you, TJ. Adolfo? Is it Adolfo?
Adolphus.
Okay.
Adolphus.
Adolphus. What's up, Adolphus?
First of all, I got to tell y'all are the best, man. Randy, you the coolest country dude. And I thought you used to be a little extra, but you call your sons and your kids babies, and I love that. Andy, you the cool white boy that everybody loves.
Thank you.
And I think y'all are dope.
I love you.
Matter of fact, I drive Lyft, and I had dude in my car that won the father and son Father's Day thing.
Nice.
And he told me about how he's going to be on the radio the next day.
Nice.
I love it.
Here's the question.
Okay.
If you guys go national, whose head blows up faster and has to be checked down?
Me?
All right, I'm going to let y'all talk.
Me.
Andy.
My head's already blown up.
Yeah, Andy, all the way.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
I try to hide it, but the ego is really. Because you know what? I've said it, joking, but not really. I hope to sell out someday. I want to sell out. I want to sell out and forget every one of you. Delete your number and pretend I never met you.
Yeah, but no, it'll be Andy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, national. we don't want to go national.
I'm cool. Know?
This is it.
Yeah, I'm cool.
This is like,
I don't need
to talk to anybody who's not.
I've had people ask, like, why don't you guys go on the other networks and all that stuff? I said, I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm cool.
This is it.
What if y'all were offered one of those ESPN podcast shows?
I don't know. It just feels like...
All the shows you see half of them are just podcasts, but with video.
Yeah. I know, but let's just get video in here. And then...
That too.
They said they're bringing it back.
I don't think they're making it more.
I heard they were.
Yeah, they said they're bringing the video back in here.
I just, like, we found a real sweet spot of we talk about the teams we actually like, and some days we can spend 90% of the show talking about shoes and going to court.
Yeah.
And nobody gives us any hassle about it.
And we got a hot take nothing.
Exactly. Because that's the thing about going national is we would have had to have spent today talking about what last night meant for SGA's legacy.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I forgot to ask you that, Randy. What did you think it meant for his legacy?
And I was like, man, you don't get the hell out of here. But no. Well, I would think that in this day and age, I would put him fourth and fifth as far as
Thunder, is he still on the Mount Rushmore? Players.
Yeah, get the hell out of here, man.
How do you feel like today's show impacted your legacy?
You know, my legacy, in my opinion, is set and it's good. All I can do is add to it. I can't fall from it.
Yeah, there's no subtracting from
it. There's no subtracting from it.
This is a legacy show today.
I'm a legacy guy.
Me too. All right, big legacy guys.
You know what I'm saying? All that other stuff, you can, because whatever. At least that's what the computer tells me.
What kind of car was a legacy? It was like a.
Was it Acura?
Was it Acura Legacy? Legend. It was Acura Legend.
It was Acura Legend. I don't know.
It's like a Hyundai?
Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Hyundai?
Let's wrap the show up.
I don't know.
There was a legacy.
Was it a van?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Subaru.
Subaru.
It was a Subaru legacy.
There it is right there. Gotcha.
See, my Google's just fine.
Andy wants a bouquet, and he was ready to sell out.
Just give me a do people hear the commercial breaks?
Just give me a chance.
I am happy to sell out.
Give me a chance.
The best kind of naked is bucket naked.
Yeah, man. Butt naked.
Andy read a book about dudes rowing. I just found that funny. Sorry.
Because I'm pretty smart. And, it was a chapter book.
What's the guy's name again? That golfer guy?
Oh, who? Guido Migliozzi?
And, sorry, Knicks, but nobody cares about you.
Yeah.
That's true.
What a reality check this week's been for Knicks fans. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. It'll be a Funk Friday, Father's Day weekend. Have a great rest of your Thursday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.